This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Gentlemen, hi, good morning. Welcome to the Vukubangene Breakfast Show.
What's up? Good morning, everybody. How
are
you doing?
We're all good. I love the energy. Now, tell us, maybe I think the first question is, how did you guys meet? Like all three of you.
Oh, this goes way back, eh? This goes way back to 1998.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was a year old in 1998.
Yeah. Well, then it was the birth of LIV at that point in time. So yeah. We all came from our own backgrounds of music.
Mm.
At that point in time, Anton was in his own group. Lance was in his own group, so was I. We were street dancers, we were young, we were vibrant, we were ready.
Oh, yeah.
To take on the world.
Oh, yeah.
So we decided at that point, at one odd day, let's try this out. Let's come together and merge everything that we've got, you know.
Mm.
And then the part of LIV, and here we are.
Wow.
Over 20 years later.
So from what you're telling me is that all three of you were on different groups doing different things, but all of those things were relating to music.
Exactly.
All of it was related to music, the entertainment industry, hip hop culture.
Mm.
That's who we were. We from Windsor, so. You know, everything came together at that point in time.
Oh,
from
yeah.
Dance, to singing, to rapping, songwriting, everything.
Yeah.
So, for example, Anton.
Sure.
One of the best harmony vocalists I've ever come across. That's what I remembered at that point in time.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Clint,
yeah.
A lyricist of perfection.
Nice.
Right, and then you get me, a lyricist. We're singing, we're doing it all.
Wow.
And that's what we try to merge together, and the sound you hear. It's that dream from way back then.
Nice. Now, I love to hear that. Now, being from Wentworth, now tell me, how has it influenced the music that you do? Because we do talk about that you have a fusion of rap, hip-hop, and R&B, and you've also said that you guys are lyricists, and then we have a vocalist of note right there. And then you speak about, you know, these social ills. How has growing in Wentworth influenced that type of music that you guys do?
Well, growing up in Windsor actually gave us the experience to say the lyrics that we do say.
Mm.
You know, growing up, we were forced into, like, you know, gang violence. We were forced into the worst of the worst when it comes to, you know, living. Everything wasn't easy. Nothing was hard. I'm not saying it's just Windsor. It's everywhere else. But, you know, we were, like, deeper. I'm sure people have heard what's happening in Wentworth. It's just not easy, even now, for the kids that are there. And at that point in time, it was the same thing. So this is a struggle that we've been fighting through for many years, from the days we were in school, from, you know, growing up, trying to get education, trying to get jobs, trying to get everything. Alongside that, we've got those social ills that are attacking our people.
Yeah.
You know, because once we don't have the opportunities, and once we don't have, you know, the means to make a better life for ourselves, we start venturing out into violence, theft, guns. We look for any avenue to live, to eat, to get to where we want to get to. These are the experience. Now, we've had the opportunities as three gentlemen that grew up to fight through it and to change.
Exactly.
And we want to share this message with everybody out there. We take in all the things that we went through growing up. And we're trying to show not just Wentworth, but everybody that even though you come from a place that's supposedly known as nothing, you can become something. It's not where you come from, it's where you're going. So that's the message that we're trying to put out to the people, you know.
And you're looking at three educated guys here. So, I mean, each one of us brings something different. And, I mean, we grew up in Wentworth, but Wentworth didn't... We didn't let Wentworth keep us or
restrict
us. Exactly. So myself, I'm a business manager at Nedbank. I've got a degree in accounting and IT. I think my friend Clint is doing his honors or masters at Llewellyn, you can.
I'm an all-rounder, you know. I'm a chancellor. I'm with the bachelors. I've got a bachelor's in forensic science.
Okay.
Wealth management. I've also touched a bit into engineering. with NDT inspection and welding inspection, etc. So I'm that go-getter type of a person. I do what needs to be done, you know.
Education is good.
Education is the key, guys.
And I've also studied music business management. So it was one of the first CETAs that popped up in KZN, in the early 2000s. I mean, we
you guys are pretty educated, man. Wow. You know, speaking of education and, you know, looking at the state of education in our country, maybe how would you advise a student that is listening right now to actually take what they're studying seriously?
We got to remember that it doesn't just stop at where we are. I know where we set our feet physically make us believe that that's where we need to be rooted. But there's a whole world out there, guys. We've touched on it. And you can, it's all up to you. When you think about it deeply, there's nothing that can stop you except yourself.
And also, when you with education, it's not only about just getting a degree and just getting your paper. It's also about trying to get your experience and building yourself. That is very important. And never give up, because a lot of things actually make you feel like you have to give up just because you can't get a job, you can't do this. But we need to also think about business-minded people, not only just having an education and trying to work for someone. So being educated and also building yourself, never give up. It's hard out there. People are saying, hey, there's no jobs, there's nothing, but create jobs. So that's important. Look at that way of living life from education.
I like that so much, you know, because then it eliminates this stereotype of, you know, degrees being called useless, because now you can create an opportunity through any degree that you're actually studying. You know, I love that so much. Now, you guys are, you know, academic, and you also have corporate jobs. Now you do music as well. How do you actually balance it?
Passion.
That's it, passion.
You gotta keep in mind, it's a little message out for everybody. We don't do the music to get a payday. We don't do to get a payday. As I mentioned earlier, we did this from when we were kids. That's because we wanted to do it. And I guess that's the difference. You know, when you've got it coming from inside of you and you wanting to do it, it's gonna happen. You know, so that's how we do it. And I'll be completely honest with you. We don't prepare it. We don't prepare for it. We just do it. It comes naturally. I don't know. Maybe it's because of the amount of time we've been doing it, or the amount of years that we could literally just walk onto a stage and do something, you know, and let it bust it out, you know.
At any given time.
And at the same time, get out of work. Before I came here, I just handled a couple of clients. I mean, come on.
Guys. Come on, man. Wow, that is actually very dope. Now, you know, speaking of just getting in and doing it and allowing the passion and the emotion that you're feeling at that time to channel you, let's talk about your latest hit song, which is Change, I think. What feeling was in you guys? What was the leading thing that made you, you know, create Change?
Okay, so Change. Change is related to, as Llewellyn, I think, touched on earlier, coming from a neighborhood like Wentworth. There's a lot of violence. There's a lot of discrimination. There's a lot of abuse amongst our community. So what we did was we took our community and we've embedded it in the song.
That's what
I can say about
just to add to what Anton is saying. Every lyric in Change is based on a true story. It's authentic. It goes with the name Living in Validity.
Living in Validity.
It means truth.
So that's
what we're trying to push out. It's actually based on a true story. And if you look at it, the simplicity of the video, the music video, would explain that. We tried our best to capture what we are and what the video is about.
The truth
but
of who you
But there was just so much
are.
Pain behind it. I tell you, I'm not sure who's had a look at the video and who's not had a look at the video. We had to cut out a lot of the video because of the pain it would have brought out to a lot of people. So you'll find there's a lot of simplicity in it, but the message still gets through.
Yeah.
The power
yeah.
of words, guys.
You wanted to...
I just wanted to touch on... obviously, our condolences goes out to AKA and his family. And obviously, this song came out way before this
incident
occurred. So, you know, we did like a small tribute message to him on Facebook. And it's like blowing up currently. Like, I think one day it hit like over 20,000 views. And so all I'm trying to say is that change is needed. We need change.
Throughout
our communities, our country, you know, it's what is needed. And I think the songs come at the right time.
No, I love that very much, guys. It has been so amazing having you guys in studio. I just like to give you a chance to just maybe give us one word of hope or one word of change, actually, before we actually and then get into how can we find Living in Validity. Where can we find Living in Validity?
Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. Everywhere. You just got to use the words Living in Validity.
And then you guys are going to pop up.
And then you're going to pop up.
Nice. We're also on Spotify.
Spotify. We've got Apple Music, sorry.
Sure.
It's on iTunes. So basically everywhere you go, we push into... We independently released as well. So we're pushing everything that we got out there. And just to let you guys know, there's a lot more coming.
Nice.
We've got an arsenal that's ready for you guys in Africa.
Yeah.
And one word is love. Let's bring that love.
Spread the love, because even if you're in darkness, there's a light at the end of every tunnel.
Nice. I love that so much, guys. Thank you so much. I've really thoroughly enjoyed this. Thank you so much for coming through to the studio.
Thanks
and actually having
thank
this
you.
Interview.
Love you, MUT.
The Vukubangene Breakfast Show definitely appreciates you. And thank you so much, guys. Now we are going to go to the song, your hit song entitled Change. I did hear they did say there's a lot coming through. Hopefully that's an album. Looking into an album. Nice. We definitely cannot wait. These are highly educated people, guys, who actually doing something for a change, and their name actually is Living in Validity, which is a story of hope.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.